Hi, it's Jeff, host of the podcast. My latest author interview will be up in just one moment. I'm not going to ask you to buy anything. I'm not going to ask you to go and review the podcast. What I am going to do is take just one brief moment and ask you to recommend the podcast to just one friend. If you're a writer, or if you're someone who just loves books and you love this podcast and the interviews that I do, all that I ask is that you recommend the podcast to just one friend. Thanks a lot. Welcome back to the Reading and Writing Podcast. My guest today is Louise Lennox, author of the new novel, The Wind Down, a friends to lovers romance, the Meet Cute Book Club. Louise is a best-selling indie published author, publishing her romance novels that she describes as happy black romances via Amazon's Kindle Unlimited publishing program. Louise, welcome to the podcast.
Hi, I'm so great to be here.
Absolutely. Well, if someone listening hasn't yet heard about your novel, The Wind Down, how would you describe the novel?
I would say that the novel is, it's definitely a happy black romance, meaning that you're going to get your happily ever after, that your heroine is a member of the African diaspora, and that there is going to be little to minimal drama. So it's pretty happy. They definitely have their hills to climb that you would see in any normal romance novel, but nothing too shocking. Also, I would say that it is a Southern romance. It's taking place in North Carolina, dealing heavily with the farming community. So it's also a novel where you will leave it feeling like you want to do something, like you want to change the world, which is something I try to do with all of my
novels. That's great. I'm curious, do you remember the original idea or impetus that led you to write The Wind Down?
Yes. So actually, I joined a multi-author series, which I try to do at least one a year, where, you know, different romance authors that I know or might not know through different PR companies might have an idea. So this one was the Meet Cute Book Club, where each of us wrote about a character that's a part of a book club that's called Meet Cute. And then you kind of pick your trope and you get to write your own story. So the trope that I picked was friends to lovers, one of my favorites. And when it came to the plotting of the story and the characters, I drew heavily from my own family. So my mother is from North Carolina, and her grandfather was one of the biggest farmers in their area in Fremont County, and definitely one of the richest black farmers. And over time, he lost pieces of his land. And I just remember hearing that story over and over again growing up, and just how all that went down. And I kind of wanted a way to share his story as small as I could through the romance genre. And that really kind of the background.
That's great. Well, you have a unique writing and publishing story. Can you tell us about what led you to writing and publishing your first novel?
Absolutely. So the pandemic hit in March 2020, and I am actually an elementary school principal, so I'm a school leader by day. And when the pandemic hit, you know, we had to go home. And I live in the D.C. area, and so I have a long commute to work. And then I have two little kids, two little babies. And so between the commute and my husband and I doing pick up and drop off from daycare, we spent a lot of our time in the car. So when we got to be home, I was like, oh, man, what am I going to do with all this time I have now? And I've always been a voracious reader. And I read romances in cycles. Like, you know, I'll cycle in and out. And so I had just finished a long year of just reading like so many romances. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to write one while I have this time. So I just started taking like an hour a day and just writing. And what I found out was that I'm a pretty fast writer. Like, I could knock out about 2,500 words in an hour. I don't know how many of those words stay after the editing process, but I can get that first draft done. And so I was like, I'm going to write it. And so my husband, he is actually Ghanaian. We grew up together in Hampton, Virginia, but his family's from Ghana. I love royal romances. If there's a duke or a marquess or an earl, I'm all for it. And I said, you know what hasn't been told? Really, like African royal romances. Like, his family is part of the Ashanti, which is the royal line in Ghana. And I said, I want to create a story around that. It's kind of like a homage, I guess, to my husband and his culture. And that one book turned into a 3-book series. People kept liking it. And now, 12 books later, here I am.
That's great. So I'm curious, who are some of your favorite romance writers? You were saying that you go through these cycles of reading romances. Who are some of the writers that you enjoy the most?
Okay, so definitely, I guess you could say like the OG, like, is Beverly Jenkins as far as African-American romance goes. Her book, Vivid, I think from 1997, is like one of my favorites. I actually read that back then. I was in high school. And she also does an amazing job of taking African-American history and rolling it up into a romance. So that's definitely one of my favorites. Contemporary, as far as like now, I actually have a very strong penchant for mafia romances. I don't know why. Maybe because I like mafia movies. So I love J.T. Geisinger. I love Zoe Blake, Christine Rice, like all of them. I love the strong mafia romances. So that's who I'm reading right now.
Well, can you remember how it felt when you pushed the publish button on your very first book?
Oh my gosh, it was such a sense of accomplishment. I think what Amazon offers through KDP is just amazing because, you know, it really puts the power in your hands to put your words out. And I think the experience is different for everyone, but I have had nothing but positive experiences with it. And because I have the skills, I think, as an administrator in general, like I love a good project. I just looked at it like a project plan, like, okay, how do I go from draft to publish? And KDP have a lot of like, you know, articles in the community, and you find out about Facebook groups and you join things and you find out the best way to do it the best way. Like, you know, get an editor, you know, make sure you know your draft is clean, like all those things. And then you just upload it and you're done. It's amazing.
That's great. And I'm curious, at what point after you published that first novel did you get the sense that, hey, maybe I have something here and, you know, I can, you know, make some money on the side, but also get my works out there? Did you see immediate sales? Did it happen after a month? What was that experience like for you?
So I definitely saw immediate sales. And also, I think my biggest piece of advice for novice, and I'm still a novice, it's only been 2 years, but for new authors or writers who are doing it indie, is to not do it alone. If you need to join some type of community or group so you can have perspective. Because, you know, if we are left to our own devices in our own head, we will think we are terrible all the time. We will like, you know, and like you, and you won't know if you've actually done what you should do or if this is a normal thing. So I was a part, I'm going to give them a shout out, a part of a Facebook group called The Writing Gals. Love them. It's about, when I started, about 10,000, it's probably about 13,000 women now. And there are some men too, actually. But it's ran by four female authors who are indie, who really just, it become a wealth of information. People just post about what they're doing and what's happening. And every month, you know, what flower are you basically, like, what are your sales? And like, just like the steps to, it's like a supportive community and also like a wealth of information. In there, you see people who are making, you know, $1 million a year, all the way to people who are like, oh my God, like, or people who are making maybe 6 figures now who are like, hey, it took me 6 months to get one sale. Or someone who's putting out a book, who just put out a book and they're like, oh, I don't have any page readers, right. You know, so it gives you perspective. So when I put my book out and I immediately had pre-orders and page reads and sales, no matter how small, I was like, oh, well, it just put it in perspective. Like, I should keep going. You know, I could keep growing off of this. And I also, I kind of like, I don't know what they call it in marketing, but I kind of tested my audience throughout the whole process. So I'm a graduate of Spelman College, which is a historically Black college for women. And so I'm in my alumni group, Spelman Moms. So it's a mom's group. And so I would ask them, like, you know, I let them know what I was doing. And, you know, they were kind of like a perfect like audience to kind of start with, to kind of see like, okay, like, is this something that you would read? And like, do you even read romance? And like, so while I was writing, I was also marketing. I was doing at the same time. so that when the book came out, it wasn't, you know, crickets.
That's great. So, that's a great strategy to use that Facebook group to pre-market. I'm curious, you talked about
when you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You know, publishing via Amazon and you viewing it as kind of a project like you do with your work. What are you doing kind of an ongoing basis? If you know, what you're comfortable sharing, what are you doing to market your novels?
Oh, absolutely. So, of course, I have a newsletter, the Almighty Newsletter. So I send that out once a month. Also, once a month, I make sure that I'm in at least 3 newsletter swaps through BookFunnels. So I'm always part of a promotion or swapping audience with another author, you know, pushing mm-hmm. their books and they push mine. I'm also very active on Instagram. So I think that's my biggest piece of advice. Like, pick one platform that you're going to be solely comfortable with. And the way it works with a business account, if you're doing Instagram, you're doing Facebook. If you're doing Facebook, you're doing Instagram, because they kind of right. cross post. At first I tried to do Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and it's like, I'm not a good tweeter. I don't have the patience. And I tried a YouTube channel. It had one video, you find the thing, and Instagram is my thing. I can do it. Also, I do hire. So when it's time for a release, now I have a release coming up in September that I'm trying this on my own for the first time. But generally, I do hire a small PR company to get the bloggers together so that they'll post my cover reveal, post their reviews, mm-hmm. things like that. I'm trying to see if I can do it myself. I always try to see if I can do it myself, but I'm always building those relationships with bloggers and reviewers and things like that the whole time, you have to always talk about writing. That's what I always say, always talking about your writing. So those are things I'm definitely doing. And then I'm also I'm not a graphic artist, but I've turned into one. I'm always on Canva, creating visuals, for my books and my stories and things like that, and sourcing kind of my team, because when you are an independent author, you have to realize you're a business. And so, I formed my LLC, AfroChant, so that I can then I contract editors and cover designers, and it's you are the publishing company. So those are the things I'm doing. And the better you do those things, the business part, the more your writing is going to sell.
Yeah, that's great. Well, what is your writing process when you're working on a new novel? Are you someone who is an outliner, or do you just kind of dive into the story and see where it takes you?
I am an outliner, but it's very low level. It's 2 sentences per chapter. That's how I outline. So I will go into Scrivener and I will create all the buckets, chapters 1 through 30. And then I'll open each bucket and write 2 sentences. And that's my outline. So it guides me as I write. And then I just write from those first 2 sentences, and I just write the rest of the book.
So are you working on another novel now?
Yes, I am working on, it is called Marked by the Chief. It is coming out on September 8th. It is the first book in a new series I'm doing, Notorious Chiefs. It's another African royal romance series. So my fans that read Sexy Sovereign, it's a spinoff from one of the characters. But even if you've never read that, you could read this totally standalone. And so I'm very excited about it. It's about about 3 airway chiefs. But the first one, Marked by the Chief, is an arranged marriage romance. And it is hot.
That's great. So what writing advice would you offer for those who are working on their own stories or novels?
To write every day. I know it sounds cliche. I feel like everybody says that, but it's so true. You literally, especially in the beginning, you have to discipline yourself to write every single day. I don't care if it's 100 words. You have to write every day. After a while, so even with me, like, you know, I'm going to book 13 will be in September. So I don't necessarily write every day, but I do something about my writing every day. I can say that either I'm doing marketing or something, but I can kind of put myself on a schedule now and be like, okay, these are days I'm going to write. But in the beginning, you absolutely have to write every day to build the muscle.
That's great. Well, what books have you read recently that you enjoyed?
Oh, okay. So I've read Wahala by Nikki May. So, so good. I've read Monogamy. Let me see. What is her? Let me look up the author's name. I don't want to give you the wrong. It's so good. It's on my bookcase in the other room. Yes, Monogamy by Sue Miller. So good. So, so good. And let me think of a third one. Actually, I'm reading, because I like leadership books too. I'm reading The Founder's Mentality. And let me see what that author's name is. It is, and it's actually very interesting. It is by Chris Zook.
That's great.
Very good. About basically how to survive growth, how to grow your business. So yeah.
It's great. Well, where can people find you online if they'd like to learn more about you and your romance novels?
Yes, they can find me at www.lovelouiselenox.com. They can find me on Instagram every day at Author Louise Lennox. And also on Facebook at Author Louise Lennox.
That's great. Well, again, we've been speaking with Louise Lennox, author of the new novel, The Wind Down, A Friends to Lovers Romance, The Meet Cute Book Club. The novel is available now, so go buy a copy. And if you'd like to learn more about publishing via Amazon, you can just Google the phrase Amazon Kindle Direct Publishing. And Louise, thanks for doing this interview.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. That was great.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.